Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hello guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy and Andy. So, I am doing a solo episode this week. Kelly is not with me. And there's a reason. And there's a reason we ended up skipping a week again. I will explain that here in a second. I do want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Belated Father's Day, I should say. I hope everyone enjoyed the day, enjoyed their weekend, and enjoyed time with family if you spent it. So my boyfriend's birthday was the day before Father's Day. So he just got a big celebration for the weekend. And I got him what he wanted for his birthday. And then for Father's Day, I got him customized labeled beer. Oh my God, I can't talk. But I took his favorite beer and I customized the box and I customized all the beers, and they were like golf slogans for dads. It was really cute and I loved it. He loved it. And that was a really good idea. But yeah, that's an idea anybody ever needs, like maybe next year. There it is for you. Okay, so the reason we had to wait 2 weeks again and the reason Kelly's not with me this week is because, so when we went to record 2 weeks ago, we like to record on Friday nights. And I came down with some nasty bug or virus or something. I don't even know. I was so sick Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and trying to recover on Monday. It was awful. I was sick. I was, just wasn't good. And she's like, listen, I'm staying away from you because I don't want to get sick. And I was like, I understand, you know, we've skipped a week before. It's fine. We can skip it again. And then the next week rolls around, which would be this week's episode. Yes. And she starts not feeling good. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And she got sick. And hers only lasted like 2-ish days, but it was like, I got it and then she got it, but it was like almost a week apart. It was kind of weird, and she wasn't sick as I was, but when we were supposed to record, she wasn't feeling good. So therefore she is not with me tonight. No, she did not quit on me, guys. She loves me. But yeah, I am alone. I'm riding solo. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, she'll be back next week to record with me, and maybe you guys will enjoy it more because I'm sure I'm just boring by myself. But yeah, besides being sick, we really tried to enjoy this weekend. Like I said, it was his birthday and Father's Day. So we, of course, celebrated his birthday. We went bowling and went to the bar. We really enjoy bowling. It's like a thing we do on almost all our date nights. Yeah, it's a fun little activity, and have some drinks and just hang out. And then we went to the bar to only have originally one drink, and then ran into some people we knew, and we ended up staying way longer than we planned, but it was fun. We had a good time. And then, let me think here. I don't think I've really been up to anything else. Oh my God. Last week, the weather here was insane. It was so hot, like in the 90s. Every day I got off work, got the kids, came home, put our swimsuits on, and straight out to the pool we went. It felt like bathwater, but that's okay. It was fun. I highly recommend, if you can and have the space in your yard, get a pool. It saves money on going out and doing activities. Everybody loves it. Like, the kids love it. We love it. I love having a pool out back, and I can like either go out there to have fun, to have a drink, or just to straight up relax. I love having a pool. It's great. Yeah. That's really all I was up to. Swimming and being sick. And I was supposed to go to Kings Island with my family and my daughter last Monday, I believe. And I couldn't because I was absolutely terrified of puking on a ride. And no, I love roller coasters. It was because my stomach was upset. And I was like, it's hot. I need to stay hydrated. I want to get sick. I'm sad. But we're, you know, we're going to go. Just didn't get to go last week. We have passes, so we really can go whenever we want. Anyways, so a little sexual side note I want to share. Because, you know, gotta share that stuff with you guys too. I have always been really indifferent about dirty talk. Kind of like, you know, how far is too far, or is silence like not enough? Like, there's got to be a happy medium with me. Like, a little bit of dirty talk and some like heavy breathing and like the way your body interacts with mine. Like, that's what turns me on. And I'm gonna tell you guys right now, we had a lot of a hot, dirty talk for his birthday. Like, it just, oh, it was fantastic. If you guys do not dirty talk with your partner, please do. Not like too far, just like just enough that it's like, yeah. And then they say like the right thing, and then you're just like, oh my God, and you can just feel everything just like relax and it get juicier. And yeah, recommend dirty talk. That's my sexual recommendation for everybody out there. If you do it, great. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, try it. All right. And now, guys, it feels so weird to be recording by myself. I have been really avoiding it. I'm literally doing this last minute because I didn't want to be alone. But here we are. Anyways, so I wanted to give some recommendations on TV or TV apps, whatever you want to call it. Not cable. I don't have cable. But anyways, so the first one, the show's been out for a while, but I just thought about it the other day and I was like, oh my God, I have to give a recommendation because if you haven't watched it, then you're missing out. And the reason I even started watching this show was because if you know me, you know I have a golden retriever and I absolutely love golden retrievers. And this show, this girl is blind and her seeing eye dog is a golden retriever. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Have to. But anyways, the show's called In the Dark. And it is about a blind girl who is trying to solve this murder mystery about who killed her friend. And like the first season, it gets solved and everything, but they get into all kinds of trouble, her and some of her friends. And this guy she starts dating and then becomes her ex. Oh my God, guys, his name is Max and he is so fine. Oh my God, gorgeous man. But yeah, they get into all kinds of trouble and like have to like run away. And like, you know, of course it's suspenseful. So, you know, they like get caught, don't get caught, all that stuff. And then the last season that just came out, oh, the last episode, I cried. And it was, no, nobody died in this last episode, but it was like really sad between her and her dog. And it was like, oh my God, my heart hurt. And it's a really, really good show. I really recommend it. Yeah, I think I binged. I don't remember when I watched the first season, but I binged it. I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And I could not wait till another season came out. I fell in love with it. And I fell in love with her dog's name. And I have decided I am naming my dog that. Her golden's name is Pretzel. And I think it is so freaking cute. Like, I love the name Pretzel. And I was like, oh my God, I have to name my next dog Pretzel. It has to be a boy and it has to be Pretzel. And it's been in discussion way down the road. When we do get another dog, we probably will end up with another golden just because they're great family dogs and companions. And, you know, I love them. Okay. Anyway, so In the Dark. And then, of course, a huge hit show right now is Stranger Things. If you're not on it, get on it. Kelly is not on it, and I am upset. I keep trying. She's like, that's just not a show I'd be into. And I'm like, no, you need to. She's like, I tried. And I'm like, fine. But it is so, so good. I love the show so much. And even though because of COVID, it took forever to come back on, that's okay. This next season started out pretty good. Except I will say the thing I do not like is I'm pretty sure. So they released like 7 episodes all at once. And then now it's like this 3-week, 2 or 3 week break. And then on July 1st, they're going to release the last 2 episodes of the season. And I'm like, ew, what? It's like with Ozark, you know, you get half the season, a break, and then the other half of the season. And like, This Is Us, you know, you get half the season, a break, and then the other half. Okay, that's fine, splitting the season in half. But releasing 7 and then 2 more? Like, is there more than 2 then? Like, no, I don't like that. And the way it ended, oh my God, I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. Like, there was just a lot of cliffhangers in that last episode. And you're like, okay, so what's going to happen to her and him and blah, 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 and on. If you know, you know. I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, so I won't say anything. If you're not watching it, please go watch it. It is so good. I think I've even cried in that show because I thought somebody died that didn't die. And I was like, oh my God. But I love, love, love it. All right. And then, okay, one more recommendation. I was only going to give 3. And then I like dropped a couple other ones in there talking about splitting seasons. But I, okay, so I was scrolling on TikTok. And sometimes they post like snippets of shows. And the snippet of a show I saw was, this woman is married to an NBA player and she finds out he is like cheating, and it's going around from her, from like the girl he cheated with, that him and his team raped this girl. And I know, you know, that's, the show is not all about this. So it's, if it's a touchy subject, I mean, it's not what the show is all about. It's just like what leads to them getting a divorce and stuff. But anyways, in TikTok, I showed that. And then she like goes out in the court, just like screaming at him. And then she like has to jump on a plane and try to fly back to Louisiana because her dad's dying. And she gets there too late and her dad already passed. And it's like, oh my God, it was so sad. And I was like, huh. So I started going through the comments and I saw what the show was. And I was like, let me get on Hulu. And sure enough, it was there. And I think maybe 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know. Between six and nine. Get it? Oh, God. Anyways, I think there's between 6 and 9 seasons. But it's called Queen Sugar. It, you know, starts out clearly the NBA player cheating on his wife. And she goes back to her home to get things situated with her family and say her goodbyes to her dad at the funeral and stuff. And she ends up staying. And because she's such a badass woman, she ends up helping work on the farm. And then it just, a lot of it becomes about farming and a mill and the family drama. And I don't want to give a lot away. It's a really good show. And she like, it's like, so in the community that they're in, the sister is like fighting for like privileges for people, and then she is trying to fight for, well, her and her brother and some other people are like trying to fight for the other farmers in the community, because so it's not, it's almost like how they're showing how Black people can be treated unfairly. And she's like fighting for them, and she like goes and opens up her own mill to be like, listen, I'm going to try to help you guys out. I don't think what's going on is right. And then they keep trying to like screw her over and like belittle her. And she's like, I'm not about this. And she's pretty sure it's because of the color of her skin. And she fights back. She's a badass. The show is really, really good. I do recommend it. It is called Queen Sugar. That one is on Hulu. I am in love with it. I am trying really hard to binge it. But between work, the kids, the house, of course, being out back swimming, I watch it when I can. Okay, There are my recommendations for you guys. Okay. So, I really didn't know much of what I wanted to talk about. I kind of just was going to ramble to you guys. But I did give myself a couple notes. And I do want to say, one of my biggest, I have a lot of pet peeves. But one of my absolute biggest pet peeves is being ignored. I can't stand it. It's like, it's different if it's somebody who like takes forever to reply to you on things since you've known them and it's like who they are. I get it. But when there are people that ignore you randomly that didn't ignore you for a really long time, it's like, okay, well, you're fucking rude. And like, I can't stand it. And then you text them days later and they reply and you're like, okay. And they don't even reply to the original thing sometimes. And it's like, what? Did she not get what I said? Did she not get my like, what? And the issue with being ignored, it's like, people are busy. I get it. I've ignored people. But at least when I realize I did, I reach out like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Or let me get back to you. I'm busy. Or just something like that. And the way I look at it, like, you know, life changes all the time. People come and go. I get it. Friends don't stay forever. Except I have a couple I've had for like ever. But a lot of them don't. And that's okay. But if you want to ignore me, and you decide it's because you don't like me anymore, just tell me, hey, I don't like you anymore. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't know, something. Any reply is better than no reply. Like, oh, you reached out to me. I don't feel like being your friend anymore. Okay, cool. Bye. At least you replied to me. I don't know. Be nice, be rude. Just a reply. Anything to not be ignored. Or what I really, really don't like is when you, like, reach out to somebody and, you know, they're not replying to you or whatever. And then they completely just ignore what you had said to them. And they end up reaching out to you over something else. And it's because they need something from you. I don't like that. Do not ignore me when I try to reach out to you. But then reach out to me and expect me to jump to it and be there for you. No, I'm not there for somebody's convenience. And that's it. Like, that's not... For me, that's... You got to get cut off at that point. Like, oh, you want to talk to me because it's convenient for you, but you didn't want to reply to me when I needed something. Like, I'm not about that. That's when it's like the whole, I just don't like you anymore. I'm not going to talk to you thing comes into play. So, because it's rude to ignore somebody. Even if it's days later, be like, hey, sorry, I didn't reply. Or, hey, sorry, I was busy. Or, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, we all have been there. It's okay. Just acknowledge where you were wrong. That might be why I don't like being ignored. Because when I usually am, what was said doesn't get acknowledged sometimes. And it's like, okay, like, can you not admit your wrongs? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't. Yeah. I guess today is just going to be me kind of bitching. Because the next thing I have to talk about is bitching. Okay. So I don't know if this is an age thing for me. The older I get, the more I just want to punch people in the face when it comes to driving. Like, I can't fucking stand the way some people drive. It's like, when they're going under the speed limit, or they turn in front of you, or they try to, like, run you off the road, or they don't have fucking brake lights. It's like, oh my God. And I would just be sitting there. Like, the older I get, the worse my road rage gets. If you cut me off, I am behind you just yelling at you. And yeah, I am that person that once I am finally next to you, I'm giving you the fucking finger because fuck you. Or my favorite thing that people have done to me is when they tried to cut me off. They're in the wrong, and then they honk at me and flip me off. Then I know I shouldn't do this because there are crazy people out there that will just straight up shoot at your car, and it is insane. But when you come at me when you were wrong, I will follow you. I will get off your exit, turn where you're turning, and pretend to follow you because I get so annoyed. No, I haven't done that in a long time. Only because around here, it's been a thing where people are shooting at people's cars. And it's like, I don't fucking understand that. What the fuck is this world coming to sometimes? That's a whole different conversation. I don't want to have it. But yeah, I think the older I get, the worse my road rage gets. Hopefully other people out there can relate to me and I don't feel like I am alone in thinking people drive like fucking idiots. Yeah. Go the speed limit. Don't cut people off. Be nice. It's like, I don't know. People drive like they have attitudes. Okay. Anyways. All right. So what else do we have here? Okay. I need to know. So I'm going to jump on a parenting conversation here real quick. I don't know how I see moms out there and they seem so organized. Like their schedules, their work schedules, their lives, their kids. And I'm like, but how? Like, yeah, life is supposed to be crazy and fun and chaotic. But like, I seriously need help managing. It's just so much, like, between working full time and the kids and wanting to enjoy life but trying to keep the house clean. And it's like, I feel like I am super mom, but when I'm focused on trying to actually like get this house clean, I'm losing time with them that I'm not going to get back because they're little. And you know, when they get older, they're not going to be around me. And it's like, I cannot figure out how to, I don't know, I manage it better, I guess. I don't know. I try to clean usually when they go to bed or when she's at school and he's napping or she's at her dad's and stuff. But it's like, it's almost like there is some days I get lazy. Yeah. But other days when I'm like trying to get shit done, I don't feel like there is enough time in the day to do everything I need to do. And I'm like, oh my God, I just need, oh, sorry, guys, I'm stuck here. Anyways, I need time to manage my whole day. It's, I don't know. I don't know how you guys manage full-time jobs, kids, and all that, and make your house look immaculate. Yes, houses are supposed to be messy. I know. Happy. What is that quote? A messy home is a happy home. But I like a clean home too. Okay? And I need to get into a better routine because then when I'm like frantic, things are forgotten. Like I've got random lists everywhere through the house because I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to do, I need to do this. Oh crap, I need to do that. And then I will, it's really weird, but when I get super stressed out, I will get on TikTok and I will watch restocking videos to help calm myself because I'm like, okay, this makes me feel better. But then when I'm done watching them, I get more agitated because I'm like, I want to do that. Like I want my fridge and my cabinets to be that organized. I buy the right foods. I just want to be that organized. It's crazy. But it's so freaking satisfying. I love kitchen restocks, bathroom restocks. All the restocks, they calm me. Oh shit. There's another thing I watch on TikTok when I'm... there it is. Okay. When I'm alone, it's like I don't have a minute to stop and think because Kelly's not over here talking and helping me here. I've really been enjoying the ones... There are some like budget planners out or budget... planner, yeah, out there, and I love watching how they budget their money, but in my job it's a little harder because I am commission based, so my pay is never the same, like ever. Every week is different. It is a little stressful. Like it's nice when you have a job that the money is consistently the same, but there's some weeks I make more, so that's nice. But I love watching not just the budget videos but the videos where the people have like the almost like small binder things where they are like taking their money and they're putting money in each thing, like groceries, bills, car, Christmas, vacation, tattoo, fun, date night. And I love, and I'm like, for some reason that is so satisfying to me. And I don't know if it's because it's organized and I'm not that organized. I really thrive off of the off videos that are organization that I don't have, and I'm like, I want that. I just haven't gotten there. We live in chaos, and I honestly don't mind it sometimes, you guys. You know, the kids are happy. Whatever. But if anybody has any like tips on trying to manage your house and a full-time job and the children a little better, I am not opposed to some advice. But the people I have talked to about this, they're like, if you ever figure out any type of answer, let me know, because a lot of people don't have that shit figured out. And I don't think we're really supposed to have life figured out all the way. But, you know, I'm trying. I do try. Okay. Well, yeah. That's about all I have to talk about. Gave you some recommendations. Told you I do not like the way people drive. Told you I do not like being ignored. And a little bit about life being stressful and great sex advice. Dirty talk. Please, dirty talk. Okay, guys. Anyways, I hope Kelly is back with me next week. I'm so sorry if I bored the shit out of you in this episode. It is short, so I don't have to bore you too long. But yeah. I don't know. Guys, I am tired. It's been a long day, and we were outside in the sun all day. And I'm like, maybe my brain is a little fried from the sun. I don't know. Okay, I'll stop rambling. Anyways, if you guys want anything from Hustler, don't forget we do have a link in the description that you can shop for toys, lingerie, anything else you want from Hustler, lubes, whatever. And then please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review us, and keep telling your friends about us. We want to keep doing this. So we need the listeners to keep doing it. We really enjoy it, and we love it, and we love you guys. You know, you've kind of become a part of our lives because we talk to you every week. All right. If you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, or your drink recommendations that, yes, we talked about last time, and no, I do not have one because I'm by myself, or any of your crazy sex stories or any of that stuff, you can always email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can DM our Instagram page. Please make sure you go follow it. It is also called The Raunchy Truth. And then, you know, you can always follow our personal pages. I'm not doing that little skit because Kelly's not here, and I like when she closes out her Instagram name. Anyways, I hope you guys had a good past couple weeks. And like I said, I hope everyone had a good Father's Day and a good weekend. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.